Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We are back at it once again. Happy Tuesday. So glad you are in this spot with us tonight because you know what that means. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, and Kaylin's not here, so I will say it like a Mack truck through ice cream. Then check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. Hey, gang, this is Desiree, and I'm currently minus one Kaylin Patterson, but hopefully he'll be joining us soon, so just hold tight. And we'll be listening for him to hop on board with us. But, oh, my gosh, and I was just talking about you. Look what the cat drug in. Kaylin Patterson, how are you? Ooh, can you translate that into English?
I'm here, and I did drive like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Awesome. You probably did have to drive through a Mack truck like ice cream to get here. You always have such a heavy schedule. So awesome. So glad you can make it. So what's been going on with you today?
Well, I sure didn't expect this rain. It wasn't really forecast. So, yeah, it's been quite a run today. Lots of church projects going on, getting ready for vacation Bible school. So it was a lot of things that just you know, basically had to get some nip and tuck done because a lot of people promise to show up, and everybody knows this, and that's been exercising in the gym. There's plenty of people to say they want to get fit. There's plenty of people to say they want to get in shape, but they never show up. It's the same in any other project you'll do in life, whether it be church, gym, projects, house projects, helping out at home, all those things. So, you know, it happens. You live with it, then got to give you the strength to get through it.
Amen to that, and I'm so glad that he gave you the strength to be here tonight because we have a great show lined up. You know, I say that every show, but I truly love, well, maybe there's only been like one or two shows that I didn't really love, but I truly love.
I know which one you're talking about, too.
I truly love our shows. I love our guests. I love the knowledge that they drop on us and just a different perspective. So, I mean, I can honestly say I really enjoy very, and even the ones where I say that, you know, maybe I didn't love that show as much, I still appreciate the experience because all of it's a learning experience, right? And especially when you're on live radio,
goodness,
who knows? Who knows what you're going to get, what you're going to get. So, but tonight, this is the first. Yeah, no doubt. Tonight's guest is joining us for the first time, so that's exciting. He's also a new promoter joining the scene, so that's also exciting because we've had quite a few of those over the last, I would say, 18 to 24 months pop up, and so I love that because then that means that the sport is growing and we're getting fresh blood into the family, and that's always good. And he's also an entrepreneur of sorts and just has a ton of stuff going on. And with that, I'm going to turn the floor over to Benjamin Scott. He's a co-promoter of the 2017 NGA Spartan Classic, which is coming up this weekend, folks, this weekend, this Saturday. And I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about himself. Benjamin, say hello to listener land.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
We're just
co-promoter of the NGA Titan Classic. We got a live show this weekend. I'm also co-owner of Gorilla Supplements. We started about a year and a half ago, and I'm also the founder and head trainer of Scott Fitness Consulting. I've been about in the fitness industry for about 10 years as a competitor and also just trying to make a name for myself in the industry. We got a good show lined up this weekend. We still have late entries are being accepted. We're waiving any late fees right now. If you guys want to send a Facebook message to the show Facebook page to expedite late entry, you're more than welcome to. The Facebook page is the NGA Titan Classic.
Ben, I just wanted to say, you know, because like Dad said, this is your first time you know, doing this stuff, and there's plenty of people that always raise questions. But one thing I'm happy for is that you're in one of the organizations that's still well established, and that's really, really good, because some of these organizations have been shared with me, and you know, the people reach out. But when you start to check their background, there's a lot of questionable things that basically come up and have you raising your eyebrow just as a human being, much less a competitor or fellow promoter. How important was it for you to get with a well-established organization that would actually have some background and would be able to support you in a way that would make the show successful?
Well, that's a good question, because we actually started debating on whether, you know, NGA was the way to go. I've always loved and appreciated the NGA shows. Andy, the president of the NGA, is a great guy. He does everything he can to make sure you're comfortable, personally calls you. We went through, you know, the DFAC, looked at a bunch of different show types, and out of all of them, I really appreciated the, you know, National Gym Association. They're a really good overall company, and they've been around for a long time. They're very well established, and they've always been my favorite shows to go to. It's been personal experience, the professionalism that they show, the community that they have together with, you know, John Egan out of Peoria. He's been a huge, huge, huge asset. Great guy, and it's a big family. And that was another thing I really liked about it too, is, you know, they're not trying to compete against each other. It's a really nice family to be a part of. From a competitor standpoint to a promoter standpoint, they all really come together to try and make the best experience for everyone, not only the competitors, but the people that come to see the shows too.
I mean, and that's really important. And, you know, Andrew Bustento, Jonathan Egan, those are just names that are just kind of staples when it comes to the NGA. Earl Snyder is another one that you can throw out there.
Oh, yeah, there's just a few. There's so many.
Yeah. And you hear the same messages consistently. So, I mean, from different people. And it's pretty much, you know, I guess uncoerced, maybe unsolicited. I can't say unsolicited because we asked the question. But, I mean, they just openly share the same thoughts just because they're true. And that's how they happen to feel. And that's the experience that they have. So that is really you know, that's just a really awesome thing when that happens. Now, the NGA Titan Classic, this is your first year in holding the show, but it's not the first year that the show has been put on. So kind of lead us through, how did you happen to come across this opportunity to take it over? And had you already been thinking about wanting to promote a show, or was it just an opportunity that was too good to pass up?
Well, I've been kind of out of the competitor, you know, site for a couple of years, and I kind of went back and have been doing my own thing with Scott Fitness and creating business and going back to school to get my degree. But I was good friends with Jason Kyman that used to own the show, and I've helped him out through shows. Last year I was an expediter, so I've been a part of the show for many years. I mean, clear back to 2011. So I've done a lot of the shows. And then the opportunity arose. Jason kind of, you know, had some things coming up in his life that he really he wanted to focus on more, and it just took a lot of time. And it takes a lot more time than anybody thinks it does. In all aspects of it. But I got together with Robert and Linda Dickerson with Atomic Number 26, with my Scott Fitness Consulting. We were talking, and Jason wanted to give it to somebody that would take care of it. He's established a great name, a great competition, and we wanted to take care of what he created and help it grow. I felt honored the fact that he actually thought of to hand it down to me, and I cannot do it without Robert and Linda's help with Atomic Number 26 Gym. They've been huge, huge, huge. All of us together, it has been a very educational experience, but we're only going to get better with time.
Oh, I'm sure, and we're looking forward to that. We've already got some listener questions rolling in, so I'm going to go ahead and get some of those over to you. Sarah wants to know, what are the classes that you are going to have available this weekend?
Classes, it's going to be men's bodybuilding, classic physique, physique, women's bikini, women's figure. I think off the top of my head, bodybuilding, bikini, physique. I think that's off the top of my head. I'm sorry, I have a lot going. I think those are the classes.
That's all
right.
I know. It's a week before the show, so we really appreciate it. But will you also have, like, teen, novice categories, any of those,
masters?
We have
novice within those. Yeah, we have novice and masters within those. What we did if we had to – we do also have pro qualifying. It is a pro qualifying show. So you can get your pro card as long as we have, I don't know, five people in each in the class that they compete in. So we do have a couple of those. We do have some Iowa categories for just the residents of Iowa. We have novice, and then we also have masters within those larger divisions.
Okay, very good. And then Dominic, who I understand is a new listener. So welcome to P4P Real Talk, Dominic. He wants to know if bodybuilding is split up by weight or height, and what's the difference, or what are the cutoffs?
That's a good question. It kind of really we try and determine it by who shows up. Unfortunately, when it comes down to it, it's a numbers game. So we try to establish, we have to establish by who shows up and who's been entered, how we split that up the most equally, the most fairly, that we can still have that competitive edge and be fair and have pro card eligibility, because in the end, I know people like trophies, but I know they're really out. They want that pro card because I know how bad I've always wanted it as a competitor. So we try and do our best to keep it even and fair. And they've gone back and forth between height and weight differences. Again, it kind of comes down to the bylaws and then the competitor's or the promoter's choice at the end of the day. Hope that answers the question.
I mean, and I've seen that happen before, because I come in at a whopping 5, 6.5 inches. And let me tell you, folks, that half inch makes a big difference, because just like Benjamin was saying, depending on the numbers and trying to split the groups up equally, but yet keep the bodies, the physiques on stage as equally matched as possible, I can either land in a medium class, I can land in a medium tall class, or I can land in a tall class. And that's just how it goes. And so, you know, I never quite know where I'm going to be. I go in expecting to be in a medium class because that's typically where my height falls. But that half inch could bump me, you know, up or down depending. So, you know, that's just kind of how things go if a class is being determined by height, which for bikini, that's the way that it always is. So, Dominic, I hope that answers your question for you. One more. Bill and Jake want to know if you guys are considering offering a pro show if attendance and participation stays high enough.
Yeah, we would love for it to be a pro show. We talked about that this year. We even, you know, flirted with that idea for a little bit. We really wanted to get our first show underneath our belts before we jumped to that. Again, got to make sure you have not only the, you know, assets, but then everything else to go for it to make sure it's worth the pros to come out. And so we really wanted to get our first show underneath us before we made it a pro show. But yes, that is definitely something that we are foreseeing in the future that we would like to bring to the Titan Classic at Urbandale.
Now, one of the things that I've always enjoyed in traveling to Iowa is not only about the attendance of the people that show up on stage, but also the audience participation, but just how knowledgeable they are with the actual natural sport. I wish I could have come into the industry with the knowledge that they already have, because I was just blown away when they came backstage. It was more of a humble respect factor,
mm-hmm.
and not just fan appreciating muscled bodies or, you know, women in bikinis. How is that going to help you guys in the future where you have that kind of participation?
Well, people get more involved. And you're right, people are a lot more knowledgeable, and it's growing considerably. You see that just throughout the gyms. But
yes,
that,
yes,
I think it'll help because there's been an influx, I think, recently, the past couple of years, of everyone that's been trying to get involved in the sport. But like you said, that's another thing that really got me addicted to the sport too, was, like you said, the humbleness of the people, and I mean the camaraderie, and it will grow, and people really do appreciate what these natural athletes go through, and especially because they are natural, and the sacrifices they make, and these friends and family, they see this and they want to support them the best they can. And that is one great thing about the NGA and the natural sport of bodybuilding, is all the sacrifices that they make and the support they get through their family systems. And that's another thing we get too, is a lot of it's family, extended family, friends and family, and they learn about it and then they talk about it, and then it just grows over time. And it's really nice to see it. It's getting bigger and bigger.
And that's always the exciting thing. So you have referenced that you were a competitor, are a competitor. So I would like just to take a step back and hear a little bit more about that part of your story and how you got started and just kind of how that journey's been for you to this point, leading up to promoting.
Well, I guess it's okay. I've always been, I want to call, self-conscious about my own physical appearance. I was a collegiate soccer player when I was younger, and then I was just in the gym all the time. I really got involved probably in the gym when I was 17, 18, really got really hardcore into fitness. And then I was in the gym, and I had a trainer come up to me. It's no longer a gym anymore. And asked if he thought I could do a show, and asked if he could help me. And, you know, at that time, I was a little back and forth in life. I didn't really know where I was going. And it really helped me find some focus. And it helped me get past my, if you want to call it, body dysmorphia. My self-image issue, because now I had a plan and I know how to utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, I competed for years, and I've always kind of been pushing that pro. I always wanted to get that pro card. Then I actually met Brian Allstrom with Allstrom Fitness Consulting.
Oh, wow. There's a guy.
At the NGA Titan Classic. And that was 2012. And that's after
that,
you know, some years. Yeah, after some of those years. And I actually joined the show just because Jason needed somebody. He needed another competitor. I wasn't completely ready, blah, blah, blah. Well, Brian Allstrom came up to me after the show, and he said, hey, I see potential in you. He's like, do you mind if I call you and help you? And I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but sure. I love help. I'd love to get to that next point. And he really, 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 I went from, I got up my biggest, I was like 255, and I got down to 189 and competed at 189 at that next show, that next
wow.
year.
Yeah.
And I've
seen the pictures. You were shredded.
I went to the Omaha Heartland Classic at 2013.
Another good show.
Brian Urlacher showed up. I remember that. I got first in novice, and then I got second in open. And it really gave me a huge kick. But then, you know, Brian Alstrom has a crew whenever he goes places. And we had Brian. There was just a bunch of us that were competing. We went to Ryan's show at the Natural, Iowa Natural, and then we went to Titan. And I was so close to getting my pro card. I was a couple points off, I was getting second in open, tied for second in open. And that fall, I was trying to get bigger again, and I kept having problems with my leg. It just didn't feel right. And I thought maybe I tore something, messed up my patella or something in there, and kept going to the doctor. Finally took an x-ray, and they found a cloud in my femur. And they found out that I had I have a 12-centimeter tumor inside of my femur.
Wow.
They're calling it a non-ossifying fibroma, which basically what that means is it's bone that never turned into bone. But the problem was they sent me to the Cancer Center of Des Moines without telling me. They said I have an appointment with a specialist. And the specialist calls me, and it's the Cancer Center of Des Moines. That kind of threw me for a loop. They gave me a bone scan, and it was active. So that means there's blood flow to the tumor, which means it was an active tumor site. So I got sent to Iowa City, Iowa City sent me to Mayo. So I went to Mayo about 5-6 times, and they had made me be on crutches for 9 months. Thus, my lack of training for competing. They had me on crutches for 9 months, told me to treat like a stress fracture. And finally they told me, well, you have basically two options. Deal with it or take it all out. And because they said they couldn't do a biopsy,
ouch.
If you're going to do a biopsy, they're going to take it all
ouch.
Out. And that's a quarter of my femur. And I would never be able to do basically anything that I wanted to do again. But the problem was, is when I stopped working out, is my leg would contort, my muscles would start fusing and twisting, and so I had to figure out how to overcome it. And basically they just left it, and I have to get x-rays every 6 months to make sure it's not growing. And I just deal with it. And I figured out how to lift around it. And actually, the more I lift, the better it gets, which is ironic. So if I quit, I will start deteriorating. So I just got to keep going. That just means I have to lift the rest of my life. So I'm going to try and make a comeback this next year, hopefully. I took time off because I wanted to get my legs back to the way they were. But, yeah, if I don't work out, I turn into dust, apparently.
Well, that's amazing.
Go ahead, Dad.
Go ahead, Kay. No, go ahead.
Well, okay, then now this ties into our question from one of our listeners, but I'm going to go a little bit more in depth because this is something I learned when I had been in my accident, and one of the doctors had said something that really just kind of threw me for a loop because, like, out of the blue, as they were, you know, basically trying to set the bones and everything, he just says, well, we don't really get guys your size in here alive with this many breaks. And I was like, what does that mean? And he says, because they have so many drugs in their system that their bones are weaker. And I was just floored, man. I was like, what the heck kind of statement is that? You know, I'm sitting here dying, and this is what's on your mind? But I know that would be a big factor for you as well, because, you know, with that tumor, it would have gone cancerous if you were doing any kind of illegal drug, because that would feed it like nobody's business. And it's something that people don't really think about. So this question pretty much runs, you know, kind of like that, because Steve wanted to know if that would be any problem, you know, with your show being a natural show, if you'd have any issues from the NPC guys in the area. But I think you would be even more – you would be the perfect outlet for anybody that has a question, because you could definitely go in detail with the knowledge and information that you have.
Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster up and down. you know, basically they told me I wouldn't be able to do anything I want to do again. And and they still told me I shouldn't work out, but I do it anyways because it's my life. And if that's the way it's going to go down, it's going to go down that way. On my terms. Well,
but it's not a dead-end road for you because, you know, there's holistic ways to go about basically like you're saying, where you can do it in a way that's sustainable, not basically life-threatening.
Right, It just take it little bit by little bit, find out what works best, trial and error. But, yeah, I can't – that was another interesting thing, too, is because they asked, you know, well, have you ever – they've seen people in there with, like, HGH and stuff, you know, that stuff.
Yeah.
That builds bone mass, stuff like that. And they said, like, I have to stay away from all that stuff because, you know, that would activate the tumor more. So I can't, you know, they're telling me all this other stuff that they've seen. And, yeah, it was interesting. And when Mayo tells you they don't really know – what to do, or they haven't really seen it that much, that kind of scares you a little bit.
Well, it is. It does. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that people go through, and Mayo always seems to be the white elephant in the room. When you get sent there, it's kind of like it's a pretty serious deal, but you know what? A lot of great stories come out of Mayo, too, so definitely a good place to be if you need that level of help, for sure. And, you know, there's worse things in the world other than exercise to cure what ails you. So I'm like, hey, that's a good news to me, too. So I'm glad that, you know, being able to lift and just to stay healthy and lead a healthful lifestyle is helping provide relief. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's a positive, too. So awesome.
A body in motion will stay in motion as long as you keep going.
Amen to that. So along these lines, Dale wants to know, did you have to change your diet when you were diagnosed?
I messed with a few things. I've actually had a couple people approach me with, keto. I've played back and forth. I haven't really seen much of a difference. It hasn't shrunk or anything. Now, the thing is it's trapped inside of my femur, too. But I didn't really change up too much. I just kind of stuck with my clean eating 6 times a day. And I just try not to take in a bunch of high concentrated, you know, sugar, stuff like that. Because when it comes down to it, it's the what feeds cancerous cells are sugar, high concentrated carbs, and that's what they feed off of, and that's what they love.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you give it
the
ability
basically
to...
basically the American diet.
Yeah, it is. High carbs, high fructose corn syrup, whatever you can get your hands on, sugar. So
just
I try and stay away
cream.
From all that as much as possible.
Hey, don't start with the donuts.
My bad. I was trying to derail us, but that's, you know, that's good. Those are all good things there, Benjamin. I'm going to kind of flip the switch here, and it doesn't have anything to do with donuts. But so the question that I think I heard Kaylin touching on, but I don't think we quite got there, is one of our listeners, Steve, he wants to know if being a natural promoter in the area, if you've had any problems from anyone from the NPC arena. I'm thinking what he's getting at is, you know, if Born Natural, Stay Natural, because they have opportunities like the NGA Titan Classic, and they have good opportunities, will that upset NPC promoters because they're not coming over to that organization?
Well, not necessarily. We haven't really had any blowback or competition, really. I think it's, I don't know, it's kind of a different animal. The NGA, like you said earlier, too, is more like it's a great humble, experience. And I think it's a really good place to start and decide on where you want to go. We haven't really had too many issues with NPC, and I think that I really don't see that being an issue from here to come. I said, again, natural competitors are a different,
different breed.
It's a different breed. It's just kind of a different like customer base, different breed, different people. There's positives in people's eyes on both sides of the stage. And, I really do think that before anyone decides to go NPC, or whether you're natural or unnatural, whatever you choose to do, you should really try and best yourself the best you can naturally, and you'll probably fall in love with that more. Longevity, yeah. You'll be able to be in the sport longer, create family type atmosphere. I just think that is a lot more appealing than possibility of more fame. And I think that's the biggest. People say you can't get anywhere naturally. Well, you can. There's a lot of different things. I mean, look at what the NGA is doing right now. Like Andy, they're creating a whole new, they're doing calendars, they're doing magazines, they're doing a bunch of different stuff, and it's just growing continuously, and it will continue to grow.
Well, that's what I was going to say, and I'll piggyback what you're saying, because, for one, Steve, and I'll direct this straight to you, is that you're talking about two different mindsets. And I learned this in every sport I played, and basically it's, win at all costs or do your best as best you can. And that's a different kind of thinking, because, when you say no matter what, that's a heck of a statement to make, because nothing is off limits. And I hope Steve, he's still listening, I know he is. But Steve, what he's saying is, when you have a mindset to be your very best, that's a lot different than saying, no matter what, I have to win. Because all bets are off with one way of thinking, and then you have basically a natural state of mind, which is a healthy mindset. And if you're talking about health, you do have limits. You do have regulations, because you're dealing with health. And that's always going to be well-regulated. That's always going to be well-focused, and that's always going to be well-addressed. And there's plenty of sacrifices that happen with that, but health is never one of them. So when you talk about a natural industry that's basically steamrolling behind that, that's a great place to be and a great avenue to have. When like you say, it was basically what was in the past is definitely changing, where you had an atmosphere of fame and an atmosphere of competition.
Right.
Now you have the fame coming with the atmosphere of competition without the use of drugs, because people did not understand the difference between the enhanced and the normal society of natural bodybuilding, because it just wasn't being addressed. It was kind of a hush-hush kind of deal. Now people are more open, not because they're basically calling out the enhanced community. It's just a pride in themselves competing without the use of drugs, because this is a sustainable way to be around family. This is a healthy way to be around friends. This is a healthy way to do work. It all centers around health and a state of mind. So when you're talking about a threat to the industry of the enhanced, if a natural athlete is going to be a natural athlete, that's their only choice in life, because that's how they live. If you have someone basically saying, I want to win at all costs, then they're willing to overstep that bounds. But honestly, they overstepped that boundary years ago. Now they probably just have the financial means to do what they've always been wanting to do. And like mm-hmm. he was saying, it's just a platform, basically. And the natural community is just basically to either try and cheat, which is sad, by taking drugs and seeing if you can win in a show, because they don't look at it as a natural show or an enhanced show. They just look at it as something they can win at, even if it means cheating. Or you have them where they're not using drugs at the time, and they compete and realize, okay, I'll never win like a natural athlete, so basically I'll go to drugs, and then I'll try take my chances there. So when you're talking about the NPC promoter being threatened, I really doubt that, because they know the ones they're looking for, and they weed them out in the gym.
Yeah.
They usually don't have to come to a show to find them. But that's a very good question. And, yes, now that people know about the natural industry, they can actually lean more that way so they can, you know, stay basically a healthy mindset, because they're not taking a lower step or lesser step with their health. And that's, you know, that's a moral choice, but it is a choice for health and life. And if you're not looking at it from that area, then you're really not really a natural athlete to begin with. If you're willing to say, you know, at just one time I'd like to try it, that's a heck of a statement to make. And I'm always concerned mm-hmm. about people that make that. But it's always nice to have an option where they don't have to slip through the cracks, per se, and make that choice, as long as they have the natural arena. So I hope, Steve, that answers your question. I probably went on a little bit too long for Dez, and she's probably ready to kick my butt. But, hey, it is what it is.
It's all right, Kalen. No kicking from Iowa tonight. Maybe on Thursday. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, those are important questions, though, and people still wonder. And as much as we talk about being natty and as much as we're involved in it, there's still a lot of people that don't know. So it will always be a viable question as long as there is someone there who still has it as a question. But my next question, so the NGA Spartan Classic coming up this weekend, this Saturday, sounds like it's going to be a pretty awesome show. Why don't you kind of give us a little preview of how things are going to go down and where it's going to be and all of that great kind of stuff?
It is going to be held at a beautiful venue, as always, at the Urbandale Performing Arts Center at Urbandale High School. It's always a great stage, great venue, plenty of room, nice back area to pump up. It's not too enclosed.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's just a great venue.
There's plenty of room. There's plenty of room.
I know you've been there, Kalen. I know you've been there.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Y'all can have a gym back there.
it's a beautiful
nice
venue. And we're going to have a lot of nice vendors out there. Like I said before, late entries are still being accepted. We are waiving late fees. Just basic message us at the NGA Titan Classic. We're going to do a continuous format like we did last year. It's becoming more popular. So we're not going to have a day show and a night show. It's a continuous format that's becoming more and more popular, as you can see throughout the shows. And competitors seem to like it. Family members seem to like it. So we'll go through each category. And then we will, so say the classic physique goes, we'll have each category under that, the novice, Iowa Open, and then we will do the final tabulations and awards, and then we'll go to the next one. So it'll be a continuous format. We have a lot of great judges that are going to be there. Like I said, John Egan's going to be there. We have Castillo's, Andrea and Ed are going to be there. We have a bunch of people. Bill Clover. We're going to have a really nice lineup for our judges this year. Good spread. The show tickets are available at the show, the venue, or at the show venue the day of the show. It is $30 for adult, $15 for kids. But if you mention this podcast, Pound for Pound, we will give you $5 off your ticket.
Oh, wow.
Just want to mention that at the door. Like I said, Urbandale High School. Just Google Urbandale High School. It's a performing arts center. We'll have a sign up. We are the check-ins our Friday evening from 6 to 9. We're going to have a competitors meeting at around 11 o'clock. We're going to start probably around noon, 1 o'clock. We'll see how it goes. We have a decent amount of competitors. So we're always looking for more. We're just trying to build this show. It's our first year. It's going to be a good show. We have some of the best trophies out there. We try really hard. That was one of the things
agreed.
That I also...
agree.
Yeah, that's one of the things I brought to the table, too. That was one of the reasons why I love going to the NGA Titan Classic, is I love the trophies. And I went from planning on competing this year to... So it was a big difference. And I had... That was one of the things I had to have, is I wanted those trophies. So... another great trophies, and again, like I said, there are pro cards up for grabs. It's a pro card qualifier show, so the more we have, the merrier, and you got a good chance of getting your pro card this year. Just come out and check it out.
Well, I'm gonna jump in and talk about these trophies in a continuous format, because Sarah is a little confused about that, because you know. A lot of times, because we're so knowledgeable about the sport, we speak ahead of our listeners on accident. So, Sarah, we apologize for that.
I apologize.
Continuous format is basically just saying that where in the past you had a day show for prejudging and a show where you came back and all the family would join in, now basically they're being combined together, and the family doesn't have to basically run around for hours trying to figure out, you know, what to do in between the time of the actual competition and then the night show with the routines, or the option of doing the routine. Because I know the Titan was one of the first to offer that out there. And also the trophies. Oh, my goodness. That, aside from Joe Perez, I was just blown away at the Titan, because they were so – I mean, they were something you would want to keep out. I remember Joe Perez – always joking about the bowling trophies. Now he hated them. He loved competing, but he hated the bowling trophy and how he would put them in his closet because he was so ashamed. And then I got to the Titan Classic, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is something you can put out in front of the family, and it's actually a talking piece to open up the door for more people to learn about natural bodybuilding. And I really like that concept of basically addressing the future. If you have something to talk about, then people have an interest in learning more. But if you don't ever open the door to talk about it, then how do they know? And I think that's one of the biggest reasons the natural industry suffered, was because you didn't have anything to brag about other than competing and looking fit, you know, part of the year. But the trophies didn't match the competition, which was sad in itself. But now that even that door has been opened, and you've got the floodgates flowing through from that. So, you know, thanks for keeping the game going good with that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was one of the things I really wanted to make sure I did, because I know how much I liked them, because I got a couple in my hallway that I like showing off too.
Yes.
So I have a real – I'll make it super fast, guys, but just a real quick story that ties into Kaylin talking about trophies being a conversation starter. So on my way home from the Chi-Town Showdown, I was driving, had my phone in my hand because I was listening to directions on maps, and as I had it in my hand, a police officer was driving past me but then saw I had a phone in my hand, and so then he pulled me over. because you're not supposed to have your phone, you know, it's Illinois. But as he came over to my window and was talking to me about, well, do you know what guy pulled you over? And I'm like, no. And he's like, because you're holding your phone. I said, I'm trying to get directions and blah, blah, blah. But he saw my trophy in my car, which ended up leading to like a 10-minute conversation about how do you stay motivated, about natural bodybuilding, and about OCR racing, believe it or not. And then he gave me my warning and let me go. So just a real quick story about trophies being a conversation starter when you least expect it. So anyway.
Right.
So, and speaking of judging panels, I know you're going to have a great judging panel, but rumor has it you might have a great test judge that's going to be getting his feet wet in the testing arena as well. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I decided to reach out to
that.
Yours. I decided to reach out to yours truly.
Maybe I'm misinformed about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I decided to reach out to yours truly, Mr. Kalen. I've seen him around. He's been in there for a while, and you know, I thought, you know, I'm going to reach out to him and ask him. So he said yes, and you can go ahead, man. I heard you're interested and willing to take that next step. It'd be nice to have you out there on that other side of the table.
You know, I really thought about competing at the show, but with what we're learning about, you know, and we've had judges on the show, and they're always saying it's more important, even though we love everybody to compete, is to get to learn about the competition. And I think, you know, like I said, as we're growing, we're going to be challenged. And it's uncomfortable. God knows it's uncomfortable. But it's so worth it if it's going to help the industry grow. And if we do love it, if we do have that passion, then we're going to have to get used to being uncomfortable, and we're going to have to get used to being in situations that will challenge us. But isn't that what we do for our trainees? Isn't that what we do for our clients? Isn't that what we do with our diet? Isn't that what we do with our lives, where we're always challenged, we're always uncomfortable, and we find growth and good things that come from it? So I'm more than honored that you reached out, you guys reached out to me, and I will not shirk my responsibility. I'll make sure that I'm at least in the ballpark, and I want this sport, just like Des says, is we want it to grow, and we want it to grow in a sustainable way, because I think a lot of people want this to all happen at once, and I know anything that happens at once can die at once, and that's not, that means it wasn't sustaining or sustainable, and the industry suffered. So if we're going to do it, let's all know what we're doing. Let's all know what we're talking about, and just cut the backdoor chatter when you're talking about, well, you should have won because I saw the picture. I've been to enough live shows where a picture does not do justice to some of the people on stage. And there's a lot of times where I think Chris Salgado had pointed that out, where the picture had been snapped with him mid-breath, and then he had the picture afterwards of him ready for the pose, and the camera was ready for the shot. And it was night and day. It was night and day. And it was the same show. It was the same tan. It was the same everything, just mid-pose and then actual pose. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have sour grapes that are going to complain no matter what. I've said it, and I'll say it 1,000 times over. That, you know, some sports aren't for everybody, but there's always a sport for everyone. And some people don't do well in bodybuilding. I mean, I never really had a passion for golf, but I know people love it. I bowl, but I don't have the passion to be a 300 bowler. And, you know, I'm happy to get the three digits. It's everything is not for everyone, but there's something for everyone, and I guarantee that you will enjoy it. If you have a passion for it, you will find ways to make it grow. And I know Des is wanting to get her feet wet with judging, and I expect to be sitting beside her one day, and us both, you know, trying to figure out if we're actually helping the industry or hurting it.
I like how you say that, though, too, Kalen. It's like, you know, sports not for everybody, but if you can find a passion somewhere. And, I mean, that's why even when I couldn't compete, it was still my passion. And that's why I went back and started Scott Fitness Consulting. I started Gorilla Supplements. I went back to get my degree in sports and fitness management and, you know, took on the Titan. I mean, it's a passion. You find that love, and you do everything you can to make that passion grow and help other people enjoy that passion as well. So I'm glad you can be a part of it this year too, and to see you there again as well.
Oh, yeah, P for P
awesome.
Now.
P for P, Midwest Muscle, all there. One big family, I'm telling you. And, you know, Benjamin, you can definitely hear the passion that's in your voice when you talk about, you know, you just talk about all the things that you've done, and it is an awesome story when you step back and think about it. So, you know, you were a competitor, fell in love with the sport, ran into a speed bump, if you will, with a diagnosis in your leg, but then you took that as an opportunity to step back, went back to school, got your degree, and applied it to all of these areas that still fed into your passion. You know, even if the doctors had said, you will never compete again, you'll never exercise again, which is kind of what they said, but not really in those words, you had already made up your mind to still, you know, find another avenue to be involved and pursue that passion through your supplements company, through Gorilla Supplements, through your consulting business. So, you know, just hats off to you. That's awesome. And, you know, just taking what someone might have looked at as a tragedy and just turned it into a whole new set of opportunities. So I think that's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I, you know, what I live by too is it's hard to be someone that doesn't quit.
There you go. And, you know, another thing that we always say is that, you know what, even though this seems to be a singular sport at times, none of us ever get here alone. So whether you're a promoter, an athlete, you're selling supplements, we'd like to give you the opportunity to give shout-outs to anyone and everyone who's been there for you and a supporter for you along the way.
We are definitely friends and family. Can't do it without the family, whether it's blood or not. Also, especially for the show, you know, we really want to thank Amber Salmon Real Estate. Atomic number 26 could not do half of this without them. You know, Gorilla Supplements, my co-owner, for supporting me. Janssen Pest Solutions, they've been a big help this year. Kevin Toby with Photo Gone Mad, he's always been a great guy. He'll be there this year also.
Yes,
he's been a great
Kevin.
Supporter. Yes, I love Kevin. He's always a great product he brings to the table. Morel Natural Meats will be there at the show, too. So if you guys want to get some really, really good natural grass-fed beef food, they'll be available to purchase at the show. MTS will be there. Great supplement company. Mark Lovelander's business. You know, my Scott Fitness Consulting. Varsity Blue Apparel. It's a great local apparel. It's one-stop shop. They have a bunch of different products, most competitive price I've ever seen in the market. If you guys are looking at some apparel, definitely check them out. And of course, as always, Yvonne Wright with W. Wright Rays. She'll be there also tanning, doing her spray tan, which is also she's on point every year. But yeah,
love Yvonne.
Sorry for those I missed, but I guess you said friends and family, there's just too many to count. But I really appreciate you having me on the show too. You guys at Compound Muscle, you know, you guys, we appreciate you also doing everything you can. You guys are great, and we appreciate you seeing all over the place and keeping this sport alive. We keep doing it because we love it, and you guys were one of the reasons to help this sport grow. I believe it.
Well, I'm going to piggyback what you said, because I got to talk about the Road Warrior. And I just love that fella. That's Jason Kiteman. I mean, that guy. You talk about passion. I don't know if I could go 10 years without getting a pro card and still have the love from it like he did. And to see the charisma and everything he carries to the sport, and you know that's passion. And he said the one thing that I've always really thought about, where he said, you know, this is the only sport where you spend a whole year for one day and everything matters that whole year to get on stage that one day. And that just kind of floored me, because I was like, you know, he's right. My whole year is dedicated to competing, even though I don't say that to my family, I don't say that to my friends, I don't say that to much of anybody. But that's the thought process you have to have in order to be a competitor. You can step on stage at any time you want.
Yeah.
But to step on stage and compete, that takes sacrifice and dedication. And he let everybody know at when he was sitting down exactly how much that meant to him, that they would basically be at a venue that he was helping to do that. And that just, you know, you know passion when you hear it and see it. And he just really got me with that, obviously, because, this is years later, and I still remember that point of him saying that. And that was just, you know, that if you're around people like that, buddy, you're in good company.
Yes, sir.
Well, with all that being said, Benjamin, one last time, let everyone know where they can find information about the Titan, and if there are any last-minute hopefuls that want to get registered, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, last-minute hopefuls, again, late entries are still being accepted. We are waiving late fees. Facebook message the show Facebook page to expedite a late entry so we don't have to deal with snail mail. So, and that is the NGA Titan Classic on Facebook. So just get on there, message us, NGATitanClassic@gmail.com. If you want to email us, again, you can get my number out. That's 515-802-6739 if you guys have any questions or concerns. And that is at the Urbandale High School in Urbandale, Iowa, Performing Arts Center. Again, also, for anyone that wants to go watch, they will be available. Tickets will be available at the show. And mention this podcast and get $5 off your ticket. Just wanted to mention that one more time. Make sure you mention it. You'll get $5 off.
Wow.
That is exciting. That is exciting. All right, Benjamin, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. And we will see you
this weekend.
So much love, man. Until then.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate all of you. See you. See you Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Good stuff there. And, folks, I got to tell you, we had no idea they were going to offer that discount. None at all. So just exciting. Awesome. Young promoters, high energy. You know, if you are in the area or you're close by and you want to check out a good show, please show some love. Come out. Come support natural bodybuilding. And even if you can't make it to the Titan, if there's natural bodybuilding in your area, show them some love, because these promoters really, and in the Midwest especially, blowing up, they are knocking themselves out to try and provide an outstanding experience for the athletes and for the fans. So, you know, do what you can, but do support natural bodybuilding in your area.
No doubt. And I'm just blown away, you know, going in a way that they can offer discounts. That I know, you know, and you know as well that, you know, back in the day, they wanted every dollar that they could get, even if they had to almost basically have a blood drive to get it. So, you know, this is big. It might sound like small potatoes to somebody that's not familiar with the sport, but to see the journeymen like you and I, you know, we do see those minute changes, and that is big for us because we know it's going in the right direction. So, you know, big shout out to the Titan Classic. That's awesome what they're doing. Thanks, guys, for even acknowledging that we have an existence that's helpful to the industry. So, you know, and we're both humbled. You know, pray all glory to God for that one. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. Dez, oh my goodness, wow.
So we would be remiss without giving a shout out also to Jack Halverson and the NGA USA Championships coming up the following weekend, June 24th, Madison, Wisconsin. Another first-time promoter shaping up to be another great NGA show. So just a lot of good stuff going on, folks. Kaylin and I would love to see you if you can be at the Titan this weekend. But we'd also love to see you if you can be at the USA Championships the weekend following. So hit us up. Let us know if you're going to be there, and if we can, we will definitely look for you or look for us, and let's snap some selfies, folks. So with that being said, Kaylin, snickerdoodle shout out.
Snickerdoodle is snickerfoodle for a mug cake.
Yeah. I feel like you have to think about that every time. on behalf of myself, Kaylin, the boys at P4P Muscle, your body's a temple. So let's build it.